So, Dr. Huber, what is the Livingston County Children's Network? That's the question we have to ask first.
So, Livingston County Children's Network is a collaborative of essentially all the different organizations and sectors that serve children in Livingston County. So there are representatives from the educational community, from the medical community and the health department, from juvenile justice, from probation, from the mental health community, all individuals that are invested in the well-being of children.
How did this get started? I mean, whose idea was it to try to bring all these different agencies together? Because this can't be easy.
It hasn't been easy, but in some ways easier than you think, because when this opportunity arose, I really felt like of all the places that I knew in Illinois, Livingston County was a county that had all the elements in place for a successful initiative. So in the fall of 2009, the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation put out a call for proposals to any community in Illinois that wanted to create a plan to address children's mental health. Basically, this foundation is a private foundation that was set up as a result of an insurance settlement in around 2000. So these funds were set aside for all aspects of children's health care in Illinois. And as they looked across the state and really across the country, they said no one anywhere is truly doing children's mental health care well. And so they said, we want communities to think outside the box and come up with a plan that you think just might work in your community. So I came to the people of Livingston County and I said, you know what? We could actually do this. We have all the people around the table who work seamlessly together already, and we could utilize these funds to do the things that we've always really dreamed of doing.
So I guess the next question that comes up is there a pressing need for these services? You know, when we talk about mental health of any description, it's something that we don't like to face, like a lot of things in life. But is there a need for this kind of program to bring these comprehensive services together?
You know, when we went out to the community and talked about this, I think it has to do with how you define mental health. We interviewed stakeholders from all over Livingston County, and everyone agreed that they were concerned about things like children's use, adolescents' use of drug and alcohol. They were concerned about people talking about injuring themselves purposely or thinking about suicide. People across the community recognized that there were a lot of what I call risk factors or risk behaviors that youth were engaging in. And everybody starts to look at, well, what came before that? What came before that? There is a huge concern across our community just about parents' ability to know what to do to raise their children to be productive and happy citizens. So when we're thinking about mental health, we are thinking about not just children who might have a mental health diagnosis and need individual therapy, but the whole range from providing supports for all of us to be healthier adults and model what it's like to be in healthy relationships and to cope with, you know, our stress well, all those kinds of things, to support the adults and then to really teach children these skills that they might just not naturally develop on their own. There are children who naturally learn to read, but we don't expect them to learn it on their own. We teach them how to read in schools. And then we teach them how to use that reading to learn other things in content areas. And similarly, what we're doing in Livingston County is we're teaching children how to relate, how to manage their emotions, really social emotional learning. We're teaching those things explicitly, and classroom teachers are doing that with evidence-based curriculum, teaching children how to do those things. And then they're learning how to take those lessons and apply them in all their subject areas and all the aspects of their life so that when they come to adversity, they have the skills in place to cope.
We're talking with Dr. Brenda Huber, who is the director of the Livingston County Children's Network, at least in these formative years, getting this organization put together and giving it some direction. When you say children, how old do you have to be before you stop being considered a child?
The initiative is for all children 0 to age 18. So we actually have built in some supports for parents before their children are born, all the way up to 18 years of age and transitioning into the adult world.
How fully implemented is the program at this point? I mean, where is the program in terms of its development? Because as you say, this idea was just an idea just a few years ago. So where is it exactly?
The first year that we were funded, we really were funded to fully develop our plan. And so that was from 2010 to 2011. So beginning in September of 2011, we started implementing the ideas that we had collectively put together. Surprisingly, we have accomplished a lot in a very short amount of time. So almost everything that we had projected that we were going to do is happening somewhere in the county, and it's scaling up to be available everywhere.
How do people encounter the program? I guess that's how I'll put the question. Do they have to come to a particular office and be recognized as having a particular need, or is it through existing agencies that they may already be familiar with, or how does someone get affiliated with the Children's Network?
I think that's a really important question, because what we wanted to do was not set up a whole new organization or a whole new agency. What the network is a pulling together of everyone that already existed. And one of the things that drew me to Livingston County in the first place was that everybody has a heart of gold. There are people in all these different agencies doing amazing programs, but they were all in this part of the county or with this population and so on. And what we as a group have done is looked at the whole continuum for 0 to 18-year-olds. So what we're doing that's available to all children, all the way up to the children with the greatest needs at every age level.
How do people become a part of the services available?
The Livingston County Children's Network is really an organizing of all the entities that already existed prior to our getting this grant from the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation. And each of those entities has really examined how they're contributing to the overall system that exists for children and adolescents. So a child can come to any one of those agencies that I mentioned earlier. So they can go to the Institute for Human Resources and say, I want some help with parenting. Or they can go to their school and say, I want some help with parenting. They can go to their family physician and say, I want some help with parenting, for example, if that's their concern. And every one of those entities can connect them with those resources. One of the first things that we did was, if you've ever been to any of these agencies, there's all these barriers related to paperwork. We have one release of information form that works for everywhere you would go, from probation all the way to your family doctor. Everybody is using the same form so that all people are really literally on the same page in being able to plan for and coordinate services that you might need.
And with all the concern about privacy, especially in the medical realm, is there that kind of coordination? I guess I'm asking, do you have a communication network set up where if someone comes to my agency, does my agency then report to other network agencies to let them know what has happened with a particular client, or is it more of an in-house kind of thing?
The only communication that is shared is with your permission. So on this form that you give consent for exactly what you want to be released and how, even if you want it to be released verbally or in writing. And so there's all of these mechanisms set up for that to happen seamlessly and very smoothly. In fact, we have a group that we're calling the Comprehensive Interdisciplinary Assessment Team. And this team gets together to talk about the children in the county whose problems are the most mystifying. So these are children that everybody in their separate sectors have been coming around and trying to help. So in the school, they're doing all these things. And in probation or the courts, they're doing all these things. Everybody's trying to support the family. A family can give consent to come together with the Comprehensive Interdisciplinary Team and have all that information released so that all that information can be put together and figure out what is going on with this particular child and family, and how can we as a community get them back on track. And this is something that never really existed before. And when we had children that were really mystifying, we would send them up to Streamwood or somewhere to have an evaluation. And then we would get a report back after that doctor had maybe spent, you know, a few hours with the child. In this way, we really are able to bring together the collective wisdom of everyone that knows that child and that family at the parent's consent to solve the problem together.
And you can kind of, through that kind of mechanism, avoid reinventing the wheel, as they say. If another service provider has to start working with a child, they can go to the previous provider and say, what do we know about this situation?
That's exactly right.
Does it add any costs? I know parents are very sensitive about cost these days, and for good reason. Some procedures, some services can be very costly. Mm-hmm. And as you say, these are existing agencies. But is there any cost beyond the ordinary incurred by having this network in place?
There's none. The funds that we have spent from this grant have been all about building the infrastructure so that this infrastructure exists. And so anybody who goes to their doctor for a service is going to pay whatever they would have normally paid to go to the doctor, and same for any of the other services. So what it's really done is make all of those types of care accessible to people.
I guess my last question would be, where is this going? As you said, it's a grant that got the whole thing launched. It started as an idea. The grant funding came through. And as you say, it's kind of happening in phases. So what would the next phase of the project be? When the grant money runs out, or the grant period runs out, where does it go from there?
When the grant period runs out, all of these entities that have been involved are going to attempt to keep all of these wheels rolling that we have in place. They are hopeful that the community as a whole will value and utilize all the services that have been developed and are in place. And if that continues to happen, everything should be self-sustaining. That remains to be seen, because we're not at that place yet. But what we want is, over these years, for people to become aware of what's available and how to access it, and really begin to value the supports that are available and access them. Unfortunately, you started talking about this earlier. When you think of mental health care, that can be stigmatizing. People think, oh, that's for somebody else. That's not something for me. And the Livingston County Children's Network is literally for all of us. Every person who cares about having healthy relationships and raising children in this community to be productive citizens in this next generation, it's for all of us.
Well, it's a fascinating plan. It's a fascinating project. Has it been well received so far? As you say, it's still kind of in its infancy. Are the bugs being worked out?
Absolutely. What's been interesting is that each of the sectors saw problems that they wanted to address. And what we've been able to do is put the resources there to enable each of these entities to really develop and implement what they felt was necessary and needed by the children in their area. And what's more, we've been able to do it in a coordinated way. So we're not doing something over here on this side of the county that's really not available to these kids on this other side of the county, and so on. One of the things that is innovative about what's being done is the focus on prevention, so that we're really helping children to develop their best. And then we're implementing screening all over the county, in schools and in the doctor's offices, so that we can identify kids who are maybe needing more than they're getting in their school or wherever they're getting their supports and their skills training. We can identify early kids whose trajectory is getting a little off track and do something right away. In the past, if a child came into the doctor's office, for example, and the parent was reporting concerns to the doctor, the only choice that really the doctor had was to give their own advice or to try to get that child into some individual counseling out at the mental health center. Now we have a whole continuum of supports the child can access in school and get them back on track without them really experiencing all the stigma of having lots of problems and so on. So I think that's been the most exciting part, is seeing all of these supports be integrated into the way we do our lives, the way we do school here, the way we do medical care here, that it is about the whole child developing to his or her best, to their potential, and that making all of that accessible without the stigma of having to have some kind of diagnosis or something to get those kinds of supports. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we have this whole range of supports that are for the individual child. So children learning the skills and getting extra coaching and being in a good school climate and all those kinds of things that are going to help children feel good about themselves and function well in society. We also have a whole layer of supports that are for the adults that are surrounding those children. So for the parents, for the teachers, for everywhere that children are developing, all of those adults knowing how to model and teach those skills is important as well. We want our whole community to be healthy. And so there's a whole continuum of supports for the adults that are surrounding those children as they develop. So I think all of those things are, number one, going to decrease the level of risk behaviors that we have seen prior to the Livingston County Children's Network, so that we have fewer children really developing those more serious problems. And then we can put resources to really truly helping those children that have significant needs.
And at a time in their life when the most good can be done for the longest period of time.
That's right.
Well, it's a fascinating project. I wish you well. I hope it all comes to fruition as you have it planned. It sounds like it's moving along beautifully, just in its early stages, and we hope that continues.
It really is, and I think the executive directors, the boards, the administrators of all of these entities have come to the table and have put aside all of their own maybe individual agendas for the good of the whole. And it's really been a joy to work with these leaders of Livingston County. It's a privilege, and I really think Livingston County has a lot to be proud of.
We're talking with Dr. Brenda Huber, who is the director of the Livingston County Children's Network, at least for these formative years. I'm Todd Weinberner. This is the Community Forum on the New Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.